This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and we go now to Pakistan, where a heat wave in southern Sindh province has killed more than 800 people. Temperatures there have reached 45 degrees centigrade. That's 115 degrees Fahrenheit. And relief from the heat has been made worse by severe electricity cuts and the coinciding timing of Ramadan, when many Muslims do not eat or drink during the daylight hours. Some relief centers have been set up in the region, but many don't believe that enough is being done. Joining me now from Islamabad is Tim Craig. He's the Pakistan bureau chief for The Washington Post. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, Tim. How are authorities responding in Sindh province?
Well, there's really, in the last 48 hours, they really sort of had an all-out approach to try to deal with this issue. The problem was that this was sort of allowed to fester over the weekend. Temperatures started exceeding 100 degrees Fahrenheit late last week. It got really hot on Saturday and Sunday, and it seemed like the response was very slow initially. The combination of Ramadan, when people are fasting, and in this part of the world, they don't only refrain from eating, they also refrain from drinking, including water. So you have 115-degree temperatures, people not drinking water for 12 hours a day, and it's a sort of a recipe for disaster, and that's exactly what happened. Starting on Sunday and lasting into Monday, thousands of people poured into hospitals with heat stroke illnesses, other related illnesses, dehydration. Hospitals became full to capacity, and hundreds of people have died. To this moment, 800 people have died. And they started yesterday, really started to sort of up the response by trying to opening up more temporary hospitals, more water cooling stations, trying to get people sort of access to medical care. But for 48 hours there on Saturday and Sunday, there really wasn't a lot of response. And now we've seen the consequences of that.
And how much warning was there? Of course, there are weather forecasts. That's one thing. But it sounds like the worst of the conditions and the deaths didn't happen all at once. It sounds like some of this could have been prevented.
Well, I mean, heat is common in Pakistan in the summer. I mean, it was sort of exceptionally hot, but it was not nothing that necessarily would have caught the attention of local authorities or local media ahead of time. You know, this is a country also where a lot of people don't have access to television or the internet, or they don't pay attention to the weather like they may do in the West or in the United States. So it's sort of just you wake up one day and you feel, oh, it's hot. You know, you don't really think about it. And I think what really drove home this crisis was the fact that Ramadan began late last week. So people, after, you know, living normally, eating normally all year, suddenly start, you know, fasting for 12 hours a day. And I think that shock of the body combined with the heat that was happening really just caused this crisis to sort of explode, and, you know, without many people being aware of what was happening until it was too late.
There have to be exceptions in the rules for Ramadan that if it's a threat to your life, you don't need to fast. Have local imams been urging people to drink water if it's too hot not to? What's been sort of the religious response to this?
Yes, they have started yesterday. And then today, you know, local clerics were saying, look, you know, if your life is threatened, you should break your fast and drink water. Doctors have also been trying to drive home that message. But still, this is a country where many people hold deeply religious beliefs, and to them, they try to go as long as possible without having to break their fast. And often, you know, I'm not a doctor, but I think many doctors would tell you that there's a very fine line between, you know, when that moment is to make that decision, and often that people are making that decision too late.
Is there any break in the heat forecast for the coming days?
There was a bit of a break today. I believe today in Karachi, the temperature only rose to around 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Here in Islamabad, where I am, a little bit of rain fell today, and hopefully that's pushing south into Karachi, and that may, you know, quell the temperatures. But again, it's late June in Pakistan. Heat waves are common. There will probably be more heat later this week and more heat after that.
Tim Craig, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Tim Craig is the Pakistan bureau chief for The Washington Post.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.